Hey guys, this is Mark Severcrop, and welcome back to Real World Networking, Episode 6. Today we're going to talk about how to destroy your, how to destroy your network quickly and efficiently. But before we do, I want to tell you about a product that I've shared with you before, but I want to share it again. Now, this is a product by my friend Jared Easley, and the reason that I am sharing this product is because Jared, quite frankly, is one of the greatest networkers that I have ever met. He has a fantastic way of really making you feel like you are the most important person in the world to him, and he does that with his guests on his show, Starve the Doubts. Now, Jared has compiled takeaways from 21 successful entrepreneurs that he has had on his show. I mean, we're talking people like John G. Miller, Chris Brogan, Chris Licurdo, Dan Miller, John Lee Dumas, John Acuff. There's a lot of Johns I'm noticing. Michael Hyatt, Pat Flynn, and many more. He's compiled the audio files of the greatest takeaways, the greatest things he has learned from the entrepreneurs on his shows, as well as a text file, a PDF, so you can learn exactly what these entrepreneurs have done. And he is selling this for only $7. I mean, seriously, you could probably find $7 in your, you know, in your cup tray in your car. And this is a fantastic product that I would highly recommend to any of you who want to learn from the greatest entrepreneurs that are out there today. And I'm going to make it really easy for you. You can head to severcrop.com/21takeaways. That's the number 21 takeaways. T-A-K-E-A-W-A-Y-S. So go ahead and check that out. Now, when I shared with you the title of this post, How to Destroy Your Network Quickly and Efficiently, did you say to yourself something along the lines of, why would anyone want to destroy their network? You know, that's a great question, and I ask myself that often. And the reason that I ask myself this is because it boggles my mind how many people don't know how to network effectively. Some people don't know how to network, and therefore their network is stagnant. But then there are the people that are literally destroying their network and their opportunity to build their network by what they're doing. Now, I'm not blaming people. I'm not saying that people are doing this intentionally. I'm convinced that 80% of these people are doing this unintentionally. You know, they just really don't know any different. Let me share. I met one person recently online, and let's just call her Sarah. In an effort to help Sarah, and I believe that she was well-meaning, I want to share with you how to destroy your network quickly and efficiently so that you can learn not to do so. And this is what happened. This is the story of this conversation I had with Sarah. So to tell the story, or I'm going to tell you the two ways, the two best ways I know to destroy your network as quickly and efficiently as possible by sharing with you the story of Sarah. Number one, ask before you give. You know, this is exactly what Sarah did in her email. We had met on Twitter, and she seemed like the type of person that I would love to connect with. You know, so she, you know, we'd interacted and we had a mutual friend, and so we'd talked a couple times, and then she told me that she'd looked at my blog and I was the type of person that she would like to hashtag network with. And yes, it was on Twitter, so she did use the hashtag. I responded by saying that I would love to chat a bit more and learn more about what she was doing, so I gave her my email address and told her to shoot me an email. Within a day, I got that email from her, as promised, as she promised to do. And I was excited to get it. I mean, this was somebody that I really wanted to connect with. They seemed like a really awesome person. So I opened up the email, and what did I see? I'll tell you exactly what I saw. I saw the word I used 7 times within 7 sentences. Oh, and by the way, there was also one my in that. Plus, there was 5 links to her social media, her blog, her YouTube channel, and I don't know what all. The entire email was a plug for her new book. You know, links to videos about it, and wanting to find sponsors and people to share about this book. So let me ask you this. Did I sponsor the book? Did I share it on social media? Nope, I didn't. What was wrong with that approach? Well, you know me. I talk about it every episode. I'm huge on adding value to people. Sarah had not even tried to add value to me prior to trying to get me to read, purchase, and or sponsor her book. We had no relationship yet. She hadn't taken the time to build that relationship. Therefore, the email came across as self-serving and salesy. One of the best ways to destroy your network is to ask people you meet to help you before you find ways to help them and build a relationship with them. And the second way to completely destroy your network is to be focused on yourself. You know, this is very closely connected to the first one. Everyone likes to talk about themselves. You know, we've talked about that in other episodes. You know, I do. I love talking about myself, and I'm sure you do too. But when you're looking to grow your network and you're looking to develop relationship with people, you have to remember that they too like talking about themselves. And you have to resist the urge to talk about you and talk about them instead. Ask about what they're working on. Ask what they need help with. Ask what they're excited about. Do not, as Sarah did, use the word I in every single sentence of your email. You sent an email to your contact. Make sure your conversation is focused on them too. If you want to turn off and decimate your network, talk solely about yourself and what you're interested in. I promise they won't be back. Why would they be? I mean, you're talking about yourself. You've done nothing to add value to them. Those are the two keys that I want you to get from this episode. You have to talk about them, and you have to add value to them. You have to show the value. Once you show the value, then these people will come back and they will have a desire and they will feel obligated almost to help you because you've been so helpful to them. That's really the goal of networking. When I network with somebody and I meet somebody, I want to help them so much that they look for ways to help me, that they want to find ways to help me because I have helped them so much. And I don't do it just to get something back. I do it because I like helping people. And when you have that mentality and that mindset, your network will grow. People will want to be around you. People will want to help you. Your network will grow. You'll get the job you want. You'll grow your business. You'll, whatever you're trying to do, it can happen because you began adding value. So don't do the two things that I talked about here. And if Sarah's listening to this or reading the blog post, I hope it helps her realize what's most important when you're networking. Why did I share this with you? I truly believe most people do these things because they don't even realize they're doing them. Please don't be that way. It'll destroy your ability to network, but it'll also destroy all opportunities to grow your network. Networking is hard work, and it takes a ton of effort. Please don't make it harder by doing these two things. So here's my question. Have you ever had an interaction like I had with Sarah? Have you ever gotten an email like that? If so, how did you feel when you read the email? I'd love to hear the answer to that. Go ahead and head on over to sievercrop.com/how-to-destroy-your-network. There's a dash in between each of those. How-to-destroy-your-network. And let me know. Have you had an interaction like that? And how did it make you feel? And what did you do? How did you respond to that? I would love to know. And also, if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to get a review from you in iTunes to this podcast if you like hearing it. Have a good day.